With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The newly appointed envoy to Greenland says the U.S. is not looking to conquer the Danish territory.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Trump administration wants to begin a conversation with Greenland's residents about the best way forward and isn't going to try to take over anybody's country.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says he'll meet on Sunday with President Trump. Meanwhile, Russia's bombardments of Ukraine's capital continue.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia.
That is the BBC's Samira Hossein reporting. Economist Steve Moore says the amount of fraud in government on programs like Obamacare is inexcusable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agencies.
A federal judge has ordered the government to give legal due process to more than 250 Venezuelan men who were transferred to a prison in El Salvador.
In a press conference organized in Venezuela's capital city by the Venezuelan government, the group told reporters that they hope legal organizations can push their claims in court. On Monday, a U.S. judge ordered the U.S. government to either provide the 252 men court hearings or return them to the U.S. The men have repeatedly said that they were physically and psychologically tortured while at the notorious Salvadoran prison. Some say they have no interest in returning to the U.S., saying they do not trust the U.S. government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Would you describe yourself as a practicing Christian? Well, correspondent Michael Harrington has a rundown on what it takes to meet that qualification.
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on both public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. That follows a mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month that killed 15 people. The draft laws include penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines for those who violate them. This is SRN News. California drops a lawsuit seeking to reinstate federal funding for the state's bullet train.
California has dropped a case officials filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration has said the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it. But the authority says the federal government showed it is not a trustworthy partner to help get the bullet train done. The California group is seeking private investors to support the project, estimated to cost more than $100 billion. The project receives most of its funding from the state. Ron Taylor reporting.
This year's holiday spending topped last season, accompanied by several shifting habits. Shoppers hit the thrift stores in record numbers and also began their buying earlier in response to what's known now as Christmas creep. Digital shopping grew even stronger, with AI guiding everything from product discovery to checkout. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.